This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Here at Joy, we love all things Eurovision. And in February, again, we get to vote on which Aussie is going to the Netherlands to represent Australia for the 2020 Eurovision Song Contest. And we are very excited to welcome to the line one of the 10 hopefuls that will go to the Gold Coast to compete in Eurovision Australia Decides. Australia, we fell in love with this young man when he was only 14 and he took out the crown in 2011 as the winner of Australia's Got Talent. We welcome to Joy, Jack Vidgen. Jack, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, we're good. We're really good. How was your new year?
Yeah, it was really, really nice. Actually, I'm from Sydney and I went to Brisbane for a gig and I'm still here just kind of living my best life. I found a pool to relax by for a few days, so it's been really, really nice.
Oh, it sounds horrible. Sounds like disgusting, really.
Who wouldn't want to be in Bris
totally.
Vegas?
Yeah. Bris Vegas by a swimming pool. You've just stumped me, and I'm actually now, like, visualising, loving that. Look, Jack, we saw you take out the win in 2011 for Australia's Got Talent. Then you released your debut single, which was also the album Yes, I Am, which debuted at number 3. But we didn't hear from you for a couple of years until you returned for The Voice, getting all the way to the semi-finals. Jack, what have you been doing for all those years in between?
I think I've just been growing up. I was so young when I did AGT.
Oh, yeah.
And it was such a hectic, it was an awesome time, but it was super fast-paced.
Is that what people call it, AGT, if you're in it?
AGT.
It just gets
Australia's Got Talent.
I know, but is it just that you can't keep saying Australia's Got Talent every single time?
It's a bit long. It's like a bit of a tongue.
Remember, this young man is 22, so everything's abbreviated.
Oh, yeah, because you are still very much a baby. But like not really. He's like, look, I'm 22. No 22-year-old wants to hear they're a baby. Sorry.
No, but I totally agree. Like, I'm still super young. So I guess I was really, really young when I went on the show. But yeah, it was amazing, but I just needed some time to just grow up and I guess kind of get out of the public eye a bit and just be a bit normal and feel a bit normal and just do some, like, just jobs and I never had, like, I mean, what we, I guess you'd consider a normal job at that age.
Yeah, and finding yourself.
Doing some things. Yeah, and finding myself and just spending time with friends and family. So, yeah, I had about 5 years away from it all and just left to myself and grew up a little bit. And yeah, and then I guess this year, well, last year, 2019, I went on The Voice and that was kind of where I really fell in love with singing again.
Oh, you're picking good. It back up.
And you had Guy Sebastian as your coach. How was that?
Yeah, so good. He's great. He's awesome. He's still a great mentor, which has been really great.
But, Jack, what we're excited about is you are going to be one of 10 Aussies going to the Gold Coast in February to compete to represent Australia in Eurovision. And, look, you are up against some very big names. You've got Casey Donovan, Iota, Vanessa Amorosi. You know, let's be honest, sweetie, are you scared? Like, who's scared? Like, there's some big Australian names there.
Who are you most afraid of?
To be honest, it's such a non-competitive atmosphere. I haven't gotten to meet everyone yet, but we've kind of bumped into Casey, and I'm really good friends with Diana Rubis.
Oh, yes.
Voice, and, like, it hasn't been much of
so
far.
You say
like,
that now.
Knows, maybe, who knows? Once it gets a bit closer, everyone will be.
I'd be watching my drinks. I know some of those names too. And I know you think it's not. They're looking at you, little 22-year-old, going, he thinks that we're not competitive. But we got where we got, you know. Just kidding. So anyway.
It's going to be really fun. I think just the whole show in general is going to be amazing because everyone is freaking incredible.
There's a lot of people here that are very excited by it. This is going to be something quite fun. I
find Australia Decides Eurovision is now as good or better than Eurovision. I've actually really enjoyed it last year. I'm really glad they're bringing it back. Are you a fan of Eurovision?
I think I've probably started watching it when Australia started like competing in Eurovision.
Yeah.
And like I remember one of my first memories was when, do you remember Conchita?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I think that was probably one of the first seasons.
Yeah, that's that was a bit of an epic like change for Eurovision and the face of it. Now, the song you're talking, you're taking into the competition is "I Am King, I Am Queen." Tell us about that song.
Mm. Yeah, I wrote it after I finished The Voice, sort of maybe like 4 months ago, and I just had a session with this guy named Andy Loudon in Melbourne, and we just connected and wrote this song, and it's just my life and my story, and kind of expressing that through a song. And I just wanted something that was really simple and didn't have too much production, too much going on. I just kind of wanted a kind of keys and vocals to get that message across.
Well, we cannot wait, and you've got some punches in your corner, I know that for sure. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Absolutely, good luck in February. We're so excited, and if you do win, you must promise that you'll be back on.
Well, we're going to play the song now for everybody listening. We're very excited.
Oh, we're playing it now.
We're playing the song
Excellent.
Now.
You are listening to Tom and Jess. Thank you so much. Jack, good luck on 94.9 Joy.
Yeah. Funny how it's loudest when it's quiet outside. I hear that voice in the mirror and it's saying, big boys don't cry. It can get so crowded when I'm alone at night. And I listen to the lies in my head saying, keep it all inside. Keep it all inside. Some days I hate me, some days I love me. Some days the sun shines so bright I can barely see. I cry to when I found truth in pain. Turns out my greatest teacher, it was my shame. Now I'm living for the truth that lies beyond these lies. I finally found peace and quiet to sleep at night. Some days I hate me, some days I love me. Some days the sun shines so bright
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.